Picture AI is this like massive, sprawling university library. It's impressive, sure,
Yeah.
but you're just wandering the stacks for ages to find one specific answer.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot.
Right. But what if the most powerful AI of the future actually fits on, I don't know, a thumb drive? Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring a piece by Tony Burlinson from Amusing.blog.
And he's basically arguing that smaller is actually the ultimate advantage in AI right now.
Which is wild because we are, entirely obsessed with these trillion parameter models right now. But Burlinson points out that giant large language models, or LLMs, are basically overkill for practical, everyday problems.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the compute overhead for those massive models is just unsustainable for real-time local tasks.
Yeah.
If you are building a system for split-second decision-making, you simply cannot afford the latency of querying a massive server farm every single time you need an answer.
Wait, let me just push back on that for a second.
Sure.
If I'm a business owner, why wouldn't I just pay for a private, secure cloud instance of a giant LLM? Like, why strip away all that knowledge just to run a small language model, an SLM, on a local laptop? Aren't we just intentionally making the AI dumber?
Well, what's fascinating here is that stripping away that broad knowledge is exactly what makes it brilliant.
Really? How so?
Because a massive LLM has to sift through everything it knows about, like 18th century poetry, just to process a basic math query.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, and SLM drops all that heavy backend infrastructure. It responds in milliseconds because it is only processing a fraction of the data. You get this incredibly fast, cost-effective intelligence right at the edge.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Burlinson brings up a finance team at a pharmaceutical company.
Right, the pharma example.
Yeah, that specific department doesn't need an AI that knows how to code a video game. They literally only need it to understand pharma and finance.
Exactly. And more importantly, they need that data kept entirely in-house.
Right, security. So running an SLM locally means sensitive financial data never actually leaves the company's network.
That is the core of it. I mean, the privacy aspect is an absolute necessity for these businesses.
Yeah.
And the way they achieve high performance without the massive parameter count is by pairing the SLM with a technique called retrieval augmented generation, or RG.
Let's break down how WAG actually works, because it's not just about, locking the AI in a secure vault.
Think of RGA as giving the AI an open book test.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Instead of relying purely on whatever facts it memorized during its initial training.
Which is what a standard LLM does.
Right. An SLM using RGA actively searches your company's specific secure database in real time.
So it's actively looking up the answers.
Precisely. It grabs the exact relevant documents, reads them, and generates an answer based only on that verified local data. It is precision and control prioritized over broad creativity.
Okay, so if these SLMs are locked in their secure little open book vaults, but users still occasionally need to ask broad, creative questions, how do we bridge that gap?
Well, we can't just isolate the two systems, right?
Right, exactly. So what does this all mean for the actual software architecture we'll be using?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are heading toward a layered architecture, and that's governed by a real-time routing system.
A router, like for your wifey.
Sort of. Basically, you won't manually choose between the giant LLM and the local SLM. You'll just type your prompt into one interface. The system acts like a triage nurse.
Oh,
So if
wow.
you ask it to brainstorm broad marketing copy, the router instantly sends that to the heavy-duty LLM in the cloud.
But if you ask it to summarize the Q3 internal revenue report.
Boom! The router instantly intercepts that. It recognizes the strict privacy requirement and diverts the prompt straight to your local SLM.
That is so seamless.
It really is. The SLM does the open book test on your secure server and hands you the answer instantly. It basically delegates the broad reasoning to the generalist and the secure, lightning-fast tasks to the specialist.
It's a fundamental shift, honestly. We are moving AI out of this era of wild, broad exploration and turning it into an optimized, highly secure utility.
Definitely. And this raises a really important question about how we interact with our own data. Because they are so lightweight, the applications become incredibly personal.
Yeah, running these models locally on everyday devices changes the whole dynamic,
It really does.
which leaves you, the listener, with a final thought to mull over. If these models become so compact that a highly tailored SLM runs entirely on your smartphone.
Like a local router for your life.
Exactly. Processing only your personal texts, your habits, your locations, without ever pinging the cloud. Will your personal SLM eventually understand your daily routines better than you do?
Wow. That's a little scary, but also kind of amazing.
Right. You might finally get a perfect lightning-fast AI, but it's one trained entirely on the subject of you.